Welcome to the jungle. Happy Smack Off Eve. This program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. About a seamless Smack Off experience. It is Smack Off Eve, the last day before the most important day. What's going on? Welcome to the program. I'm Jim Rome. We are live in Southern California, and I'm going to start you off with some open phones. Telephone number is toll-free. Interviews do not start until hour number two. In fact, then we go back-to-back with interviews, so you want to call right now. Now is the time to call. 1-800-636-8686. You know that number. It has not changed in years. 1-800-636-8686. I would encourage you to follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome, and you can still email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. The interviews look like this coming up next hour. An author and an NFL analyst for CBS Sports, Amy Trask, top of hour number two. Matt Norlander, also in hour number two. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan in hour number three. The Smack-Off tomorrow, top of hour number one. Can't wait. 1-800-636-8686. So in and around that, we've got lots to cover, including the NBA draft. In fact, let me start right there. The NBA draft takes place this evening in Brooklyn. Let's be real. The draft is tonight. The first pick in the draft was made back in November. Now, I hate to go all Woj on you all by tipping this pick, but Zion Williamson is going to be the first pick in the NBA draft. We know this. That was clear from the moment he took the floor against Kentucky in the season opener. It was clear the moment the big fella got up and did this.
They've really disrupted this Kentucky offense.
Jack White and Zion Williamson slamming it home.
If you were still on the fence in the first half of that game, after seeing that, and you shouldn't have been, but if you were, he then wrapped it up in the second half when he did this.
They're really good. Top 10, good pass. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. He might have the whole top 10 to himself by the end of it. That pass.
It was incredible. A block shot to a fast break to an assist. Better yet, he just pulled that shot right out of the sky, took it the other way, and then he set up the finish. Easy to forget what that night was like. He went for 28. He was 11 for 13 shooting. He had 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. And that was his very first college game. And that was not against a bunch of scrubs either. That was not some D3 school that was being fed to the Wolves. That was Kentucky. Duke put 100 on them in less than 33 minutes. And at that point, it was only a matter of which team was going to get the first pick, not who would be the first pick. But there's more with Zion. There was that time he went to block a shot and he slammed into the backboard. Remember? Not his hand into the backboard. Not his head. His tricep and his chest.
Two players converge. Barrett emerges.
Well, let's see. Who got it? Well, there's no question about that one. Zion got the block. Cam, you can't even call that a steal. That's a takeaway.
Now, when I say not his head, I mean not only his head. My man got up and slammed his head into the board and the rest of his body, too. Do you remember that? Or do you remember that time where tickets to see him in a regular season game were going for Super Bowl prices? Or if you're a true basketball fan, do you remember how sick you felt when you saw him blow out his shoe against North Carolina? Remember that? Remember when he came back and he dominated the moment he stepped back on the floor? All that talk about, are we going to see him again? Did he play his last college game? Then he comes back and he dominates. So yeah, he'll be the first pick in the NBA draft. Rightfully so. There has not been a more, no doubt, first pick lock in years. The question at this point isn't if he'll be good, but how good is he going to be? Is he going to be the second coming of Draymond Green? Is he Sir Charles 2.0? Or is he totally different? Because while his reach and his length are a little less than Draymond's, Zion is 50 pounds heavier. And somehow, he can jump even higher. Like Draymond, he can defend every position. Like Draymond, his motor is absurd. It isn't just that Zion is this amazing athlete. It's that he does not turn off, ever. He's flying at 100% every single time he takes the floor. And here's the other piece of undramatic news about tonight. The second pick is pretty much a lock as well. And you could have started printing John Morant Grizzlies jerseys the night of the lottery. But that went into overdrive yesterday when Memphis made that deal for Mike Conley. They're rebuilding, and that rebuild is going to be right around Ja. Like Zion, that pick was announced when he went for 17 points, 16 assists, and 11 rebounds against Marquette in the NCAA tournament. And if you're wondering about an exact moment, it was when he did this.
Kid wants to play. He wants the ball.
The tournament's two leading scorers. And hammers it home. It's a Ja jam.
Like Adam Silver may as well have stopped the game right then and there, walked onto the court, and made the announcement right then and there. And I know what you're thinking. Hey, Rome, if everybody knows the first two picks, there's got to be some drama at number three, right? Wrong. Because RJ Barrett has been locked into that spot with the Knicks ever since the lottery. Yeah, there's been some talk of Darius Garland, but it sure doesn't feel like it's anything more than talk and smoke. So at this point, through the first three picks, the only mystery is what kind of suits will these guys be wearing? Does anybody have the nad to pull off Paige's suit from back in the day? Or Drew Gooden's Dr. Evil suit? How about Carmelo's suit? High volume buttons for a high volume shooter. And most importantly, does anybody have the stones to pull off the Samaki Walker? I'm talking about a cream suit and a matching cream hat. If I'm a GM and I see somebody coming in wearing that, I'm going to rearrange my draft board altogether. If somebody does that, I'm putting together an Anthony Davis trade package to get that dude. Sadly, though, I don't think anybody is going to go for that, which means the real drama does not start until the fourth pick. Right now, New Orleans has got that pick courtesy of the Lakers, and that's where things do get interesting. For instance, do they take Garland, even though they've got Drew Holiday and Lonzo Ball in the backcourt already? Or do they take somebody like DeAndre Hunter or Jared Culver? Or do they move the pick? And if so, what can they get for that pick? Does Minnesota come up to get it? Does Chicago? How many trades are we going to see tonight? What's the over-under on that? A billion? I mean, there's so many moving pieces. So many teams looking to position themselves, and not just for tonight, but for free agency. Trying to keep space for max deal players, but also be able to fill out a roster. The draft gets underway at 7:30, but it really starts when New Orleans goes on the clock at number four. Then again, we are talking about the Knicks. We are talking about the Knicks at number three. And maybe if we're talking about the Knicks at number three, we're giving the Knicks too much credit. Maybe they do the most Knicks thing ever, and they don't take Barrett. They don't take Barrett. They piss off their entire fan base, and they make the children cry all over again.
The New York Knicks select Kristaps Porzingis from Liepāja, Latvia. He last played for Sevilla in Spain.
You hear the kids cry? Listen to the kids. You hear those kids? I mean, it's highly unlikely, right? Highly unlikely that even the Knicks could jack this up. Highly unlikely, but you cannot put it past them. Especially if JD and the Straight Shots take the stage again on draft night. Just hope that there's another heckler there to tell Jimmy what's up.
Your singing voice leaves a lot to desire. You're a bad singer.
Don't quit your day job.
You're
right?
A bad singer.
This is terrible.
This is terrible.
I want my money back. Well, I want my money back. I made good money for these
guys. I just want a refund. I just want a refund.
That's all I want.
I want it.
Who are you? How do I get a job singing for a band?
The voice is terrible. I'm serious.
Who are you? How did you get a job singing for a band? Your voice is terrible. It's a solid heckle right there. Hopefully they don't jack up that third pick tonight. But if anybody could, the Knicks, they definitely are the ones who could. 1-800-636-8686. So the real drama does not start until the fourth pick. Unless the Knicks go Nick with the third pick. All right, so a draft is tonight. On top of that, I do want to double back and talk about what the Utah Jazz did. I mean, quite simply, the Western Conference is wide ass open. Golden State's busted up. The Rockets are lighting themselves on fire. Everybody knows it. The Jazz have had trouble with both those teams in the postseason, so they shot their shot. Took a big swing. They're bringing Mike Conley. I love it. They didn't give up that much to get him. I love that move for the Utah Jazz. So if you Jazz fans are listening and you want to get in, you know where to find me. 1-800. I love it.
I love it.
And I don't hate it.
I hate it.
I do not hate it.
I love it.
I love it. 1-800-636-8686. The Smack Office tomorrow. I love that. I love that.
I love it.
I love it. In fact, I love it so much. I've mentioned this. So just so it's not an empty promise, I say to you at times, I will bust open the open. I will break the format for the right call. Well, it is Smack Off Eve. This guy is a part of the Smack Off tomorrow. So I will break format and bust open the open. Let's go to Edmonton. Check that. Shredmonton. Tyler. Tyler, what's up?
Romy, here we are. I'm out here in my third smack off, and we're talking about our idiot hipster, Matt Vancouver, got liquored up and ran his mouth off. So, Romy, what is the smack we're coming to that? We're going to be talking about idiot hipsters from Vancouver. He has ruined hipsters for life. Romy, it's no surprise that the Cooper Manning of the family wanted to part ways. This dude has been salivating at the opportunity to team up with Mike for as long as I can remember, man. And, you know, lately Matt's been working really hard on getting that scratch to Mike for tomorrow, but unfortunately for Matt, he's liquidated everything he owns and is still $3,500 short of Mike's asking price. Aha, 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 Matthew. And Romy, I know you've been mentioning that you aren't getting any cut from any of the Smack Off watch parties tomorrow, which is fair, man, but I want to give you a heads up that not everyone on your team is playing by the rules for tomorrow. I happen to know a very short man that runs a soundboard on the other side of that glass. Some call him the king of the uterus. Others call him the king of side hustle. Just don't let him talk his way out of it because he's not going to tell you the truth, Romy, but he's got something going on for tomorrow, so make sure you look out for that. It's going to be a good day, man. I did some throwback picks for Trapper, Silk, and Raider Mike for the big day, so I hope you guys enjoy those. And I went out to my cabin and did them in the back there, and I did that for a couple reasons, Romy. One, because it's beautiful, and two, because I wanted to show Brad and Corona what a real backyard looks like. And by the way, Brad, are you getting undressed in front of that little fat photographer dude again? I mean, it's all good either way, dude. I'm just kind of curious how that goes down, getting a dude to take your pics like that. Like, is it kind of awkward, or do you guys get right into business like that hot sketch scene from the Titanic? You just picture Brad coming out, Romy, and dropping his robe and his little buddy getting all nervous. Yeah, Brad, over there on the driveway. Yeah, by the weeds, Brad, by the weeds. Okay, Brad, stand there. Okay, just move your arm a little bit. Okay, try to stay still, Brad. You look beautiful. And Romy, judging by where these guys live and the quality of the pictures, I'm sure, just like in the Titanic, it probably only cost Brad 10 cents to get those pictures done. Rome, let me get the hell out of here so we can have more time for all these scared cowards like Rick and Buffalo to have some fun on Smack Off Eve. So I'll leave it to you with Brad's favorite artist, and I'll see you tomorrow, Romy.
Tyler in Shredmonton. Like I said, for the right call, I will break format and bust it wide open. He was talking about Matt in Vancouver. Still not exactly sure what those two dudes are up to. Now, we knew that they were a package deal. I mean, not really a package deal. They would come in and compete on their own, but they rolled together. Generally. And then all of a sudden, there was the separation. And Tyler said right there, Matty is trying to raise enough money to attach himself to Mike and Indy, but he sold everything he has and he's still $3,500 short. All right, so many questions. What's Mike in Indy going to do? Did he get his $5,000 that he needed from somebody else? Is he going to show up? How's Matt going to show up? How is Tyler going to show up? Tyler was talking about the little fat guy who was taking pictures of Brad. If you remember the pictures of Brad, there was a reflection in his sunglasses of said guy taking those pics. Knowing the BIC, I don't think he's going to sweat that call. But that's how you set the table. That's how you approach Smack Off Eve. Nice job, Tyler. Representing Shredmonton. He'll get on the air tomorrow. First hour is open. What do you want to do with Smack Off Eve? I've got my content. I've got other takes. I've got lots to cover. However, if you want this thing to be about Smack Off Eve, I will follow you. Whatever you want. In addition to it, Amy Trask, Matt Norlander. Thoughts on the NBA draft. The NHL draft is tomorrow. Matt Ryan coming up in hour number three. I want to update the watch parties and tell you what to do about that. Are you finding it tougher and tougher to get to the grocery store? Then just let Walmart do it for you. Make your list, set a time for free pickup or delivery, then simply go about your day. Walmart associates will pick the best items for you, including fresh produce. They'll get it ready. It's quick. It's easy. It's convenient. Satisfaction is guaranteed as well, or you get your money back. Just download the Walmart grocery app and get started. Be sure to use my code, WOWFRESH. My code is WOWFRESH. That'll get you $10 off your first order. It's only a $50 minimum purchase. It does not expire until December 31st, 2019. A small fee does apply. Once again, download the Walmart grocery app and use my code, WOWFRESH.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Must be Smack Off Eve if I'm busting open the open of the show to talk to a participant, which I did. Hey, listen, really quickly, I know it's the Smack Off. I know it's the best of the best. I know you're going to push the envelope. I know you're going to be aggressive. I would encourage it. But this is really important to note. Don't step over the line. You can get to the line. You can look over the line. Maybe if you're smart about it, you can step over and come back. But if you step over to the other side of the line and you spend your call there, you're going to get run. It's possible to get run. You get some leeway. You get some leeway for the smack off. And by leeway, I mean if you call early in the program, you're going to get more time, as an example. But it doesn't give you free license to say and do what you want. This is really important. I bring this up because Tyler was right there on the line. And in fact, a little bit over the line. For everybody calling tomorrow, just because you get in and you get on that day does not mean you can say and do whatever you want. I still have responsibilities. Responsibilities to the listeners. Responsibilities to the stations, the sponsors, the people I work for. You can't come on CBS radio stations and the like in the middle of the day and say really regrettable things. Keep this in mind. You will get run. All right? I don't care how good your call is. If you step over the line and you do something irresponsible, you're going to get your ass run. Keep this in mind. Be smart. Be aggressive, push the envelope, go as far as you can, but know we will run you if you say something that would get you run on any other day. That's what you have to keep in mind. If you say something that's going to get you run on any other day, it's going to get you run tomorrow. And it could cost you legendary status and $5,000. Be smart. At Go39 tweets, don't believe the hype. It's an act. With Tyler and Matt. Yeah, what do you think those guys are up to? Something, right? I don't know what they're doing. I know it's something. Rick in Buffalo is in. He tweets, and he's been quiet of late on the show. He tweets, I couldn't understand a word Tyler said, and I'm extremely thankful for it. God, these Canadians are a joke. Rick in Buffalo. Somebody hit up Stucknut for me. What are the latest odds? Where is Rick in Buffalo right now? Is he the guy to win it? 1-800-636-8686. He is plus 800 right now. This guy's back for more. And if we know one thing about this guy, it's that we don't know anything about this guy. We don't know what he's going to do. We don't know what he's going to say. Let's go back to Chicago. Mark in Chicago on Smack Off Eve. What do you got, Mark? What's up?
Rome, I am so excited. I feel it in the cockles of my heart. I crafted a little poem for you in honor of Smack Off Eve. Would you like to hear it, Rome?
Not really, but go ahead.
Okay, well, you're going to hear it anyway.
Go for it.
Twas the night before Smack Off, and all through the jungle, not a clone was stirring, not even a rat or a mouse. The clones were all home, snug in their beds, with thoughts of vivid gift cards dancing in their heads. Brad sleeping nude and Rick in his glasses, the rest of the clones scratching their asses. When to my surprise, who should appear but a fat man in his big ass rear? Caleb in Green Bay waddled into Lorelei's, to which he was greeted by the barkeep. What's up, balding four eyes? Hour number three comes very quickly. Left better get in now, calling very bitchly. The winner is announced. Rick in Buffalo gets five gur, and Caleb runs to mommy and cries to her. Happy smack off to all, and to all a good night now. I'm out, Rome.
All right, Mark, see ya. It's kind of like a weak Denlesk's approach, like Denlesk's light. All right. He didn't get run, though. He didn't say anything about attaining anything. 1-800-636-8686. All right. Elsewhere, so it's not all smack off, I want to hit on the Jazz. I mentioned it. I'll say it again right now. I love that trade for them. The West is wide open. Golden State's busted up. We don't know what they're going to look like. The Rockets are imploding, lighting themselves on fire. Jazz had to do something, and they did. You want to talk about a gamer? How about Max Scherzer? It's one thing to be a gamer. It's one thing to be a red ass. It's another to take a bunt off your face, which in part shattered your face, and then you take the ball. And another thing to take the ball and not miss any time, but to take the ball and deal. Really impressive. Seeing the latest of the parent brawls. This is not unusual. Idiots getting on the field, cold cocking each other for a really stupid reason. We've seen it. We see it all the time. This is one of the best of the worst. A parent brawl. I want to see if I can get the video of it before I get into it, so you can see what I'm talking about. Idiots throwing haymakers, sucker punching each other, men, women, all over a seven-year-old's game. There was a scam involving the Masters, a ticket scam. This guy's going to jail for a few years. Hope that was worth it. Talk about an idiot. Wait till you hear this scam. It actually worked for a little while. I try to talk about Phil Mickelson and him pushing out more content on social. Couldn't get to it yesterday, maybe today. And it is Smack Off Eve. And I want to make sure you know exactly what you're going to do tomorrow for the Smack Off. Where you're going to watch it, how you're going to participate, how you're going to find yourself on TV. Talk some College World Series if I can get to it. Vandy baseball may be a topic again, but not for the right reasons. It has been lately on the program, but not for the right reasons. And I want to hit that too. And maybe, possibly, if you're on the watch list or you're bidding for a golden ticket, you might be able to rip one the day before the event. It's possible. 1-800-636-8686. All right, short timeout. Get in next segment because I've got back-to-back interviews to start hour number two. Amy Trask and Matt Norlander. Matt Ryan in the third hour. Smack off.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Smack Off 25 is presented by my pals at Vivid Seats. This year, Vivid Seats is giving every Smack Off caller that makes it onto air tomorrow $50 towards the purchase of tickets on VividSeats.com or the Vivid Seats app. From the biggest concerts to the best games of the summer, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the Vivid Seats app or visit VividSeats.com. I mentioned that tomorrow, I'm encouraging you to be aggressive and to go as hard as you can, but don't go too far or you'll get run. Something else. Tyler called in the first segment, and a number of you argued or complained, Rick included, that you couldn't make out what he was saying, that the quality of the line was not good. Listen, it's the biggest day of the year. If you want that kind of real estate, if you want to carve out 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, you better have a good, clean line. Better yet, I know it's hard to do, try to find a hard line. And if not a hard line, make sure you have a really good connection. Because if the phone line is bad, we're going to blow you up for that too. Get it together. Understand, man. Be tactical. Make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you know what you're saying. Make sure you have the right phone or you're in the right spot. It's got to be a good, clean line. I'm not going to fight your line for 4 minutes. All right, so make sure everything is buttoned up and you're ready to go. 1-800-636-8686. All right, more phone calls in a minute. Really quickly, baseball has long been a game riddled with some of the most bizarre injuries ever. I mean, I could blow right through the smack off tomorrow if I sat down right now and tried to run through all these injuries. So I won't do that. But in the last calendar year alone, Salvador Perez cheese grated his MCL carrying a suitcase. Carson Smith dislocated his wing, slamming his leather in frustration, coming back to the dugout. Brandon Nimmo may or may not have missed time in spring training, puking his guts out after eating some raw chicken that was not cooked all the way through. So on Tuesday, when Max Scherzer bunted a ball through his face and broke his nose during BP, you had to assume that he was going to miss some time. The question was not, is he going to miss time, but how much time would he miss, especially after an injury like that? And then we got the answer yesterday in the second game of a doubleheader between the Nats and the Phillies. Scherzer was supposed to start that game, but that was before he busted his beak. But apparently getting his face rearranged by a baseball and looking like he went 12 rounds with Mike Tyson did not change a damn thing for Mad Max. Because after the first game, he began to warm up. And his teammate Brian Dozier saw that, told the Washington Post that he started kind of getting on Scherzer a little bit about bluffing like he was going to start the second game. He started pimping like, come on, man, you know you're not going to go. According to Dozier, quote, he kind of gave me the go to hell look, end quote. And sure enough, Mad Max started the damn game, broken beak and all. And if you saw this dude yesterday, he looked like a Bob Ross painting. Every hue of the palette brushed onto his mug, black, blue, red, brown. And this is a guy who already was rocking two different colored eyes. That guy, the dude with a busted face and a shiner and a broken beak, not only started the game, but he mowed the Phils. 7 innings, no runs, 10 Ks. The Nats won that game 2-0. I mean, this dude would have gotten all the credit in the world just for attempting to take the bump. Not a lot of guys are going to go out there 24 hours after breaking their face, especially when their job is to stand 60 feet away from major league hitters who could turn one around and smash it up even further. But Mad Max did not just show up for the glory of it. He showed up, and then he showed the hell out. That line, 7 frames, no runs, 10 Ks, pretty impressive on any fifth day. But doing it after bunting a ball through his face is iconic. It's ionic. And say that crap about how
ionic.
It was his face that hurt, not his throwing arm or his plant foot. Are you really going to try and take away anything from that guy for what he did yesterday? Come on. Tough to see straight when your head is swimming in blood, throbbing behind your eyes. And this guy sat down 10 big league hitters last night with all that going on. So for once, this is a bizarre baseball injury that turned into an ultimate badass moment. I've got nothing but shine for the dude who's got nothing on his grill except a giant shiner. Mad Max, freaking gamer. A gamer. This guy said, come on. Like I really was not going to take the ball.
I knew it wasn't. It wasn't that bad. I knew it. You know, took a good shot to the nose, but you know, for me, it didn't matter. I felt pretty good everywhere else, and so even when they were, you know, going to the hospital or everything to get the X-rays, make sure it was more for the doctors to make sure that they were okay with it than I was.
And even then, who cared, right, Max? This guy was not going to miss that start. Talk about a gamer calling up, presumably to handle some smack off Eve business. The defending champ, a four-time champ, bidding to become just the second five-time champ, residing in Corona, the B.I.C., the champ on Smack Off Eve. Bradley, what's going on, Brad?
Jimothy, what's happening, bro? How are you?
Good, bud. How about you? How you feeling?
I'm feeling dangerous. A little confused again about Tyler's call. Tyler, you might not be getting enough oxygen to your brain after getting your head jammed halfway up my crack last year, but let me explain. I was making fun of you for sending in those lame modeling pictures you sent into the show. I'm glad you did a photo shoot this year. I'm pretty sure you and everyone else who did one is just going to be a bite-off of what I did last year. I'm sure there's going to be pics of dudes in Speedos, but remember, I did this. So good luck tomorrow, Tyler. I hope I catch your call during the first 10 minutes of the show, or maybe if you don't get on, you can call into the Woodscopes and deliver it there. Romy, I do want to take some time right now to dedicate tomorrow's Smack-Off performance to my personal Lord and Savior, Richard Flores, in whom all things are possible, and without whom we would never know every item on the menu at Hennessy's Tavern in Dana Point for the Smack-Off watch party tomorrow. Guys, if you need any clarification, I believe if he gets on the air tomorrow, Rich's call is just going to be reading through the Hennessy's menu until he gets run. He's going to start with the apps. Hopefully Alvin at least lets him get through the lunch section before he drops the hammer. Maybe he'll get lucky and get all the way into dinner. I don't know, Jim. Jim, I saw some lame on Twitter recently talking about how bummed he was that he wasn't going to be able to listen to Les in Laguna's call tomorrow live while it was happening. And listen, I'm here to help that guy. I'll just give you a brief summary of Les' call tomorrow. Spoiler alert, Les' going to have multiple dudes in his phone call, possibly even a woman. And I have it on good authority that he's basically recreating the hack-off on his call, like he's going to get Rex in the ABQ in there. That'll be great, Les. Hi, this is Rex Jimmy with an obvious poop joke in the middle of Les' call. Les has been begging Hacks for the past 3 months to send him audio so he can splice it together and use it in his call. He's asked Mona, Ryan in Wichita, Parody Larry. You're asking Parody Larry for audio for your phone call tomorrow, Les? I got news for you, my friend. I own Parody Larry. Parody Larry is my boy. He's not interested in what you're offering, Les, and he's here right now, Jim, because he's written a special parody in honor of the 25th Smack-Off that I'd like to leave everyone with in anticipation for tomorrow. Take it away, my boy, Lawrence.
This one's for the Laguna Beach belly. Carry on, my big-eared son. We know your gimmicks, now you're done. Go lay your head on Flores' breasts, because you're a smack-off hoe.
Jim, the golden ticket, Jimmy. I'll see you tomorrow.
How long do you think this dude can keep this up? Get it, Lawrence. Now they're done.
Now I'm done.
Bradley, the BIC, Brad and Corona. All right, solid phone line. That's how you do it. I need that sort of thing tomorrow. I need a good, clean phone line. A Ryan in Wichita reset. Brad went deep with that. Man, I wonder if Lef is scrambling right now. Oh, no, I can't use Parody Larry. Brad, quote, owns him. Brad had him. The night before, the BIC. You know what's amazing? He might be the best to ever do it. He's got four of those things. He's never gone back-to-back. Bidding to go back-to-back for the first time and run down the Cowboy Nation. The Cowboy Nation is the only one with five. He is going to be in the field tomorrow. He did RSVP. So we know we'll have the Cowboy Nation. BIC, Cowboy Nation, Leff, Rich Flores, the aforementioned. And then you've got the Canadians. Tyler was already in. We know Rick in Buffalo is going to be in. Matt in Vancouver will be in. Who else? Who's got to look at this thing? Caleb. You got a couple of guys from Wisconsin. And then you never know about the old school. Stevie Carbone. There's been some news or noise that Jay Stu might try to get in. Who am I forgetting? Hawk. Anybody else who matters? 1-800-636-8686. Let me think for a minute. That's not the first time the two of those guys came together, right? Parody, Larry and Brad.
So this one's for the new king of Smack. The Smack-Off was a lot of fun. Look who won. He came in there and he got it done. Brad and Corona. Lady Cone, they both got run. Both got run. Queens and EK and even South and Corona. Rick and Buffalo. Fuck his dad. Some bitch Brody playing. Canadians, they suck. Guess he's back. The number one. Brad. Ooh!
Ah! The Knack. I love him running that, woo, right into a hammer. You never know. All right, so the BIC. Who you got? Mike and Indy. Mike and Indy's another big question mark. Mike and Indy said he needed $5,000 to show up. Somebody had to buy their way into a tandem call. Not exactly sure what he's up to tomorrow. All right, this guy was on the watch list. Then he got taken off the watch list. Jason Harrisburg. Still trying to play his way in. Jason, how are you?
I'm good. Jimmy, how are you?
Great. Awesome.
Hey, my money's on the BIC tomorrow because I can't see picking against the best. And the one thing he hasn't done is go back-to-back, so I think he'll be extra hungry, which he just demonstrated with his call about ice cream, Jim. Doesn't being the guy who brings the uninvited a-hole to the party just make you the buster? And Romy, even if Mikey does go all Cuisinart and get that bread, it's not going to make him a winner. He's going to find out real fast that after he blows that $5,000 on a couple of hookers and beer, that he's still the same loser he's always been. I also wanted to congratulate Rich Flores on winning the Stanley Cup and wish him luck in the NBA draft tonight. I heard him say he's going in the first round. And in honor of Smack Off Week, Jim, can you have Alvin reset what might be the best smack ever heard in the jungle? You know, Donald from Manhattan destroying Rosie from Willy Wonka's Chocolate River. I'm out.
All right, Jason, still off the watch list, but not bad. Calling out Mikey De La Scum. Yeah, the Smack-Off's better when Mike shows up. Not as good when Mike shows up, doesn't win, and cries about it, but better when he shows up. He's won it before. He can win it again. Some of you have asked about Chael Sonnen. Have not heard anything from Chael since last year's call. All right, so when we come back, I've got a couple of interviews to knock out. Amy Trask, Matt Norlander, and then we're open for an entire hour. Matt Ryan coming up in hour number three. I want to talk about a parents' brawl. I've got more thoughts on what you need to do between now and tomorrow, and then what to do on tomorrow. During the show, that is. And more. Look at the clones, man. I love the clones turning each other inside out, speculating on what's going on. They've got intel on each other. This is going to be a great one. Hour number two, straight ahead.